Thank you very much for joining us today at this announcement of financial results despite your tight schedule. Thank you for the big turnout. And I'd like to extend my gratitude for your support to us on this occasion. Without further ado, I would like to present you financial results for the six-month period ended September 30th, 2017. So the consolidated results, the revenue increased by 16.8% with 141,679,000,000, and the pre-tax profit up 60.5% with 27,737,000,000, and the profit for the period up 89%, 18,108,000,000, and the profit attributable to owners of the company, 20,385,000,000, up 43.6%. So the both revenue and the profit increased significantly. By segment, financial services business, the revenue, 102,742,000,000, up 21%. Asset management business, up 9.3% at 38,188,000,000. Biotechnology-related business, 1,860,000,000. So slight decrease here. The pre-tax the profit on the basis of IFRS, financial services business, 29,642,000,000, up 17.3%. Asset management business, 11,579,000,000, or up 297.6%. And biotechnology-related business, minus 8,604,000,000, or down the other 3,426,000,000. But actually, it is not such a bad story, as I'm going to touch upon later on, that you will see that it is not such a bad story. I'm going to give you details later on. So the performance has been very robust, and so the interim dividend will be increased from the 10 yen to 15 yen per share. The PBR, the PER, 8.9 times, and PBR 0.9. So the share prices in the increase, but the PBR ratio have not been that changed so much. And ROE 10.3%. We have been targeting at 10% and already exceeded that mark. And this is on the annualized basis. As to market cap, based on today's share price, it has recovered back to the 400 billion yen mark. And now, the euro-yen convertible bonds, on August 29th, we decided to issue it, the 20 billion yen for 2020 and 30 billion for 2022. And it is over par, the condition, so a very good the terms. And as to the 30 million, the euro-yen convertible bonds, the due 2017 redemption, was marked for the usage, but by the October 24th this year, it has been converted at the 1,490.9 yen, and when the stock prices have been on the rise, the conversion was completed. And so the treasury shares held were used as the allotted shares of the other conversion at the average acquisition price of 1,136 yen, at that rather low level. And as to to buy back the other shares, we earmarked 20 billion yen, but for the period from August 30th to November 30th, 2017, Well, by the end of September, that we used the 9.6 billion yen, or 2.8% of the total issued shares outstanding. And we had expected that the number would go down but we have earmarked 20 billion for the other buyback of the shares, but so far we have used only 10 billion yen. And as to what will happen to the other 30 billion yen that we did not use, well, we are going to invest in asset management business, biotechnology-related business, or will be used to repay the debt. And as to the SBI Holdings shareholder composition, the institutional investors at home and abroad accounts for 69.8%. And the domestic financial or the shareholding ratio of domestic and foreign institutional investors is at 70.2%, excluding treasury stock. And when it comes to foreign investors, 49.1%, so over 50%, excluding the treasury stock. And we have been receiving more and more the institutional investors at our corporation. Business overview of each segment: securities, banking, and insurance businesses. Starting with securities-related business, this is based on J-GAAP. The revenue and the profit items for all of them, we have recorded historical highs on a half-year basis. The operating revenue, 52,880 million, up 24.6%. Net operating revenue, 48,198 million, 22.1%. Operating income, 22,949 million, up 29%. Ordinary income, 22,973 million, up 28.8%. Profit attributable to owners of the company, 15,970 million, up 15.1%. Now, the comparison of major securities companies' operating income. Some companies are yet to announce the results. For the online securities, that Matsui up 9.2%, 7,996 million, Kabu.com down 12.9% at 2,856 million. Only Daiwa has announced among the face-to-face other companies the 7.1% increase with the 61,420 million for the operating income. The competition with online securities companies is finished. Announced it for the financial results ending in March 2015 for the individual stock trading value, number of accounts, deposit assets, and operating income. SBI is absolute number one. So now we are poised to target at large the securities firms like Nomura and Daiwa. Already, we have exceeded the Daiwa's number of brokerage accounts in June 2017. The number of accounts increased by 9.7% from June 2011 through June 2017. And their other companies increased only by 1.3%. So it's a matter of course that we have been exceeding other companies' the results. And admittedly, we are going to outpace Nomura as well in terms of number of accounts. So how are we going to compete with major securities firms? First of all, we are going to further enhance the corporate the business. Basically, first, IPO, initial public offering. Using the IPOs, we are going to expand our underwriting business. For the number of IPOs underwritten by SBI Securities for April 2017 through September 2017, among 28 companies which were listed during the period, SBI was involved in 27 of them at 96.4% of underwriting share. And we also worked as the lead underwriter for the three companies, and we have been ranked constantly at number five for lead underwriting, the ranking at 10.7%, and we have been steadily changing the positioning for the underwriting business. Now, as to financial institutional sales department is now in place, and the other we are increasing that business as well. For example, structured the business rather than selling the other insurance, I'm sorry, other companies' the products. We would like to self-originate our own the products and distribute them. And we are going to the focus on that. From December 2015, we started preparation. And in September 2017, we have already distributed 15 billion yen worth the vehicles. And also, we have distributed our financial instruments to 124 financial institutions. And from July 2016 through September 2017, the number of the corporate customers increased by 3.4-fold. Also, a few times, the Financial Times wrote about us in their articles. Our share is still small in the underwriting of the shares coming out of the Ministry of Finance. And the companies with much less number of customers has the bigger share. And for example, the Japan Post, our share was at 0.39% at the IPO. But for the PO, follow-on equity offering of Japan Post is 1.04%. It is not enough yet. And we share the more than 30% of the retail the market share, and 1.04 is too small for such the company. And as to vehicles coming out of the government related the deals, what is the criteria? One of the reasons is that there are so many day traders. I sincerely seriously question such the argument, and I'd like to fight for it. We should have more share in the underwriting coming out of the government related the corporations. And as to though we are starting the underwriting of the municipal bonds and the public bonds. In strengthening the relationships with banks, we have decided to provide financial instruments intermediary services to four regional financial institutions, as announced in the newspaper, starting with the Shimizu Bank, followed by the Ehime Bank, the Chikuho Bank, and the Keio Bank. By the end of March 2018, probably a total of 25 regional banks will be in the alliance with us.
So in terms of the Shimizu Bank, this is the co-management shop with the Money Plaza. So SBI Money Plaza will provide securities, insurance, real estate transactions, fund-type investment products. So for the regional customers, we will be providing these instruments and services. And with the Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank, we have co-developed a trust that is a initiation of stock block sales and entrustment of floor trading service. So in terms of business entities, they have a will have a equity trust at the Sumitomo Trust Bank, and then they will sell it to us, and the orders will come to us, and the individual investors will purchase this. So this is the flow. So that this is off floor, they can sell the shares at a block, and they can prevent and minimize the drop of their share prices. So I think this is a very good scheme that we have. And iDeCo, so this is within the strategic products. So this is the most important product. So May of the 19th of May 2017, we have made the administration fees of iDeCo completely free. So the number of customers has increased accordingly. So the SBI benefit system on a cumulative basis is 241,000 in total. So SBI Securities, the 401k type of investment trust, that's both individual and corporate type, is exceeded 100 billion yen. So in a very short period of time, we have been able to expand the iDeCo business. And we have conducted the proactive promotion because we have positioned this as a strategic product. So this waiving the administrative fee, since then, the number of accounts has increased. I think right now we are number one in this industry. So in terms of new technology in fintech, each of the group companies are utilizing this. I mean, for instance, Robo Advisor, Wealth Navi for SBI Securities. On the 31st of January, we started this. And currently, in terms of the assets, customer assets, it's currently 17.4 billion as of the. So, in terms of the number of accounts, it's 26,000. So, in terms of okane no design, money design, as of the July, the 26th of July, we started this, and the assets is 1.9 billion. And in terms of number of assets, accounts, is 9,100. We have been able to increase assets and accounts. So, Robo Advisor is widely accepted by the customers, especially people who have no experience in investment, and the performance is good. And we are proactively. Would like to recommend the Robo Advisor. And SBI Japan Next Securities. So we have start the Japanese government bonds transaction through the PTS, and we'll further enhance the PTS functions. So we're going to sell JGB. So the regional banks, in terms of the holdings, they have a lot, the most. And in terms of the orders, we'd like to get the orders from them. So for the regional financial institutions business, through various aspects, we'd like to expand that part of the business in our group. So in terms of the margin trading in PTS, it has been said that ban is going to lift it, but it has not been lifted until now. So this is strange. The FSA is saying it is all right, but there's a lot of people who are trying to block this. So I don't have to mention specifically who is doing so. So why are they trying to obstruct this? So within this Japan securities market and the capital market, so to be able to develop that. So what you're doing that to promote and develop the most markets. So there are people who have vested rights that are opposing this move. So I am wondering whether these things will not happen. So I really am frustrated about the situation. It's always the case that these things happen, and I have been battling about these situations. And gradually, in terms of these battles, in some aspect, the SBI Group has become larger. And at the beginning, I think basically we were sure to lose, but nowadays we have started to win some battles. And we have some network, human network, and there are some people who have started to support us. So the customers, first and foremost, are supporting us. For instance, to the Tokyo Stock Exchange. So, if, for instance, there's a huge order come in, and the DDoS attack comes in, and the TSE doesn't work, So if it happens in New York, this alternative market, that's okay. But in Japan, what happens if that's not only DDoS attacks, not only cyber attacks? So what happens if an earthquake hits Tokyo? So you have to consider these situations. So we have to have an alternative market. So Japan Next, when we set up the alternative market, so I said that you have to go through SBI. This is for the Japanese security market's sake. We have to have this market, and I have always said so. So we have started that 100% holding. We have started to invite other investors. So far, too, that an American company has started to put in equity. This is the biggest algorithm trader, and they have put in equity. So within the global situation, this cutting-edge system will have to be made. That is necessary for Japan. So for the banking-related business, so under the IFRS, so we have exceeded 2 billion yen year over year, a 12% increase. So basically, we get 50% of that. So this is a 50-50 joint venture. So 2.015 billion yen has been the investment income that we have had. In terms of the number of accounts, it has increased, and about 3 million currently. It's over 3 million already. And in terms of the deposit balance, it's 4.3 trillion yen. And you can see that the deposit balance is increasing. So we're a latecomer, but we have been able to be in terms of the size, the biggest online bank. In terms of the housing loans, we have been able to grow exponentially. So to be able to do that, we have been putting in new schemes, new products, and high interest rates, beneficial interest rates. And we have been able to contribute to the customers. So by April 2017, in terms of the housing loans, we have exceeded 3.5 trillion yen. So we have been expanding our sales route, and we want to increase our housing loan business with a good mortgage or MX Mobiling. And actually, MX Mobiling, I think we have announced this from the bank. So with the collaboration with these companies, so we have the Mr. Jute Housing Loan Real, the Flat 35. This is for the face-to-face counter products that we sell to the customers. So we are collaborating fintech companies, and we are proactively introducing advanced services. So not only securities in the banking business, we're doing so. So we are using Wealth Nabi. So 4.7 billion yen and 0.6 billion yen for both Wealth Navi and Okumokane Design, respectively. And we have automatic saving service. So using change to save money. So this is for individual customers. So NextEgg company's Finbi, this is automatic saving service. We have been the first to offer this through API. And this is provided to the customers. And Wealth Navi, Mametas. So this is, you can automatically save the money that is equivalent to the small change that you use for your daily shopping. And using change, the asset formation, so the money forward offers, so it says that you'll be able to save money before you know it. And in Japanese, this is called shiratama. So with the collaboration with this, this is a service that you can save money without any efforts. So the opening of the APIs before the FSA has supported this. So among all the financial institutions, actually, within all the banks, we were the first to disclose our API. And we are doing this proactively. So Lending One, this is for the business loan service. So we are using the accounting transaction data. So Lending One and Payment Two, this is another type of service. So with our Zeus, which is a 100% subsidiary of SBI FinTech Solutions, they are offering these type of businesses. So business loan related service is offered. So going to the insurance related business, going into the SBI insurance, so year over year, So this is an increase of 435.2% on IFRS base at 289 million. So in the combined ratio, the loss ratio has gone up and the business expense ratio has gone up a bit. The reason behind this is that because the loss ratio, there has been payment of a large insurance claim because of the automobile accident. There has been a large insurance claims, multiple numbers, that is. In terms of the operation expense ratio, the fire insurance that we started to sell from October, because of this, the operation expenses ratio has gone up. So that's why it looks like this right now. So SBI insurance contracts, you can see that it has been steadily increasing. So from September 2011 to September 2017, CAGR has been 12%. So it has gone up steadily, especially we have started sales of cancer insurance that boosted the growth. And we started to sell fire insurance October 2016. That was another boost. So by introducing new products one after the other, we have been able to increase the number of contracts. And in terms of our ecosystem, it has served very well. And there has been a synergetic effect. So InsWeb, SBI, Sumishin Net Bank. So actually, 70% of sales is in terms of the application of fire insurance, more than 70% is coming from these networks. So this is our strength. When we were forming this group, so the competition in the internet era, so the competitive edge would be the business ecosystem. You have to have a business ecosystem. So that will be the most important competitiveness. So that is the reason why we have set up various group companies, and so that they can actually leverage the synergy. And as a result, so we have just started, but about 70% of the orders are coming from our group companies, so that we were basically be able to achieve this. So SBI Life Insurance, again, we have started to sell the group credit life insurance. So because of the cost increase, for a quarter, it had been the loss. But in the first half, we have been able to go in the profit. In terms of operating income, 123 million, for business margin, 1,212.6%, number of contracts, 114,000. So in terms of it started from February 2016, Rakuten Life, October 2008, LifeNet, May 2008, AXA Direct, April 2008. So AXA Direct changed their name. So in 2008, they have basically started SBI Life, and they did their business for time being, but they said that it would be very difficult to do business just in their internet. So I decided to sell this business, I sold it to AXA, which was a partner. So we had 60 and they have 40%. So actually we had the majority. However, I think we were too early to go into this market, and we prepared thoroughly, and I decided to go into the market once again after being fully prepared. So as a result, so you can see that AXA Direct still is a huge loss. The Life, they have started as an online life insurance company a bit later than us, but they're still generating a huge loss, but we have a profit. In terms of the total assets, you can see that is close to 140 billion. So we have started the sales of the group credit life insurance. You can see that the sales has increased accelerated.
The reason behind this is because of the housing loan. The SBI Sumishin Net Bank's housing loan, this is increasing. It started in June of 2017, and the aggregated amount of up to September 2017, the cumulative total of application is 5,504, and the annualized new business premium is 327 million yen. Now, we are explaining this to local financial institutions, and we are looking into the opportunities in this area. Several companies are considering the introduction starting from next year. As for SSI business, SBI Rista SSI for earthquake indemnity, which is belonging to second category, and Iki Iki SSI, which belongs to all categories, and also Nihon SSI, which belongs into second category for home content vehicle insurance and renovation insurance. We have lineup of a variety of products from the first to third categories. That is the characteristic of SSI, and we are able to take expansive strategies. The premium income has increased by 13.2% year-on-year. And if we look company by company, Rista is 6.6% increase year-on-year, Iki Iki SSI, 21.1% increase year-on-year, Nihon SSI, 6.6% increase year-on-year. Very steady increase. SBI Iki Iki SSI has started sales of pet insurance. SBI Iki Iki SSI pet insurance utilizes internet, and the cost has dramatically increased, so we are able to have lowest level of premium in pet insurance. We believe that pet insurance will be expanded for the future. Investment towards fintech fields are transitioning to monetization phase in asset management business. So asset management business, a profit before income tax expenses is plus 297.6% and amounting to 11.6 billion. Usually first half is not so good, but we were able to increase to 11.6 billion. One of the reasons behind that is because we have been able to create new funds. In fiscal year ending March of 2016, we were able to create new fund amounting 44 billion. And in March fiscal year ending March 2017, we will be having more than 60 billion in terms of fund. CVC, corporate venture capital, Nikon Intage included in the 28.3 billion. Also, if we look at as of October for this fiscal year, it has exceeded 30 billion. Mitsui Kinzoku included, there are three companies in this CVC fund. In the case of Nikon, up to 10 billion yen, Intage up to 5 billion yen. So we are conducting the investment where we are able to see the synergy in the existing businesses. Mitsui Kinzoku, up to 5 billion. So we are setting up these kind of funds. So 10 billion yen fund, one from last fiscal year, and two 5 billion funds. So we have been able to create large scale funds in short amount of time. So the investment track record in the fintech area, we are very famous now in around the world. CB Insight is an American company, announced most active corporate blockchain investors in October, and we are number one. Google is number two, Citi is number four, and Goldman is number five. In the English version of the press releases, you are able to see our names everywhere. It's not comparable to Japan. It's very big amount. I would like to talk about the investment towards fintech. One was listed on TSE Mothers. Money Forward has been IPO'd to TSI Mothers. Opening price was 1,550 yen. First price, 3,000 yen. In 2017, we IPO'd one, 2018, six companies, 2019, 15 companies. We will be sequentially IPOing these companies. We are investing to 61 companies. From FinTech Fund, we have invested 20 billion yen. From SBI Holdings, 12 billion yen. So 32 billion yen in total has been invested to FinTech companies. In South Korea, we are actively conducting fund management business. So the total amount of capital commitment was for 2016 was 334.9 billion won. We are promoting the entrustment of fund management from government agencies in South Korea this year, and it's amounting to about 5.2 billion yen. So this is the number of IPOs. So 21 in the full year for this fiscal year. So there is an increase from 14 to 21. If we look at the retail performing loans for SBI Savings Bank, the balance is increasing significantly, 448.9 billion yen in total. The balance of performing loans is increasing, especially in the balance of retail performing loans. So there are two online banks, and there was a concern that there will be competition, but so far, so good. Dramatic decrease of overall delinquency ratio was seen. In September, the entire loan delinquency rate was 7.1%, and the delinquency ratio of retail loan was 3.8%. Quite healthy. And also, we were able to do this revitalization in quite a short amount of time. So we will have 100% in a Russian bank, and we would like to revitalize it, and we will make it into an online bank. And we will have a Russian SBI Bank, and that's a challenge that we are going to take on going forward. SBI Savings Bank, under K-GAAP, net income was 7.2 billion yen. So that is January to September, 7.2 billion yen, increasing by 36%. So bio-related business, we are now seeing the sign of profitability in the biotechnology-related businesses. SBI Biotech has succeeded in outlicensing three pipeline products at early stage and achieved profitability on a half-year basis in the first half of fiscal year 2017. And what are we doing? PDC, plasmacytoid dendritic cells. This, we have a unique platform for a drug target, a drug discovery target, and together with Professor Arai, who used to be the head of University of Tokyo's Institute of Medicine, he has been making research on this since Stanford era, and with this as a seed, drug is being developed. This is a revolutionary autoimmune disease treatment drug developed using immune control. Opdivo is drawing a lot of attention, and stage four cancer has been cured through Opdivo. But this is something that increases the immune capability. But sometimes when the immune system works too hard, the patients may get autoimmune diseases, so there needs to be a balance. So there are two possibilities of two types of drugs. So we already have three pipeline products, and those were successfully outlicensed to pharma companies at early stage. For example, MedImmune, which is a subsidiary of AstraZeneca, and SBI9674 was licensed out to Kyowa Kirin, and towards Karna Bioscience, CDC7 inhibitor was licensed out. So we are seeing the steady advancement to the clinical trial stage of those pipeline products, and there would be a milestone payment should that happen. And there is another pipeline product under negotiation for licensing out. And we have already decided on the lead managing underwriter for for IPO. So we are able to IPO even if it's in the red ink. So in fiscal year 16, and it was in the black. So it will go into the black if this project goes well. And phase one, phase two, as the phases are progressed, then the milestone payment conditions will be met. So Quark was a subsidiary of SBI Biotech. It's a wholly owned subsidiary. In December of 2012, it was put into SBI Biotech, and we were considering the IPOing together, but we decided not to do that, and we decided to separate that from SBI Biotech. And the reason why we are doing this is Quark may have very high value. That's why we're separating it. QPI 1002, we have already agreed the milestone agreement with Novartis, and $670 million is the total milestone payment. So close to 70 billion yen. Over 70 million yen worth. But if it goes public, then this value may be further increased. At Novartis, phase three is going on in the area of DGF, and another is with Biocon Limited of India. So area of Nyon, the phase three is going on. And DGF is seeing the phase three trials in countries like Germany and Brazil, and that's why it's so costly. At Biocon, 66 institutions are conducting phase three clinical trials. So we don't need to pay so much for this, but milestone payment is less. The most innovative is for acute kidney injury, or AKI. It has completed phase two, and it was able to be very successful. Everyone was very surprised. Primary endpoints and secondary endpoints are put in place, and primary endpoints were cleared so we can go to phase three. And in addition to that, multiple secondary endpoints were met. So this is a huge achievement for the company. And Dr. Bruce Molitoris has made a comment on this. AKI is one of the major complications following cardiac surgery and is associated with increased hospitalization, development of chronic kidney disease, and higher post-surgical mortality. So 20% of the patients hospitalized, when they die, they will die of kidney failure. At this moment, there is no approved treatment for the prevention of AKI. The results of the Quark QRK-209 study are encouraging and bring us closer to having a treatment that would allow to reduce AKI incidence, which represents a significant advance in patient care. That's what Dr. Molitoris has said. So investment bankers have come for discussion on this matter, and the analyst from the institution has said that it's very rare that you would be able to go IPO with this much achievement. So there is no announcement of this huge achievement by Quark. So we are very quiet, and the analysis people will be surprised. And the NHK program, there was an NHK special program called Jintai, the Human Body, and Professor Yamanaka appeared in that program. And one in five out of all hospitalized patients develop AKI and was exposed to the risk of life. So kidney is a very important organ. So the kidney, liver, and your back, those are very important organs. And the The phase two study to evaluate efficacy and safety of QPI-1002 was successfully completed. It was an innovative result. Novartis has dispatched about 10 people for making a research into this. So I think that they would consider exercising a milestone payment or not.
Regardless of their result, in March next year, approximately, we are going to IPO Cook, and we have decided on the lead manager for that. With Pfizer, PF655, that we have been targeting at AMD, and we have milestone agreement, and the phase 2A has been completed. But the process was stopped there before going to phase 2B. Actually, the beta substitution was found. And with Pfizer, we have been in the discussions with Pfizer about that. And as a result, what happened? Well, we are currently revisiting the development plan. So booked the temporary loss of 3.1 billion. So the minus the 1.8 billion, here it says, total of the biotechnology-related business for minus 8.6 billion. But if not, the number that might have been the better, we might not have needed to do that because we are still reviewing the development plan. But we are rather on the conservative side when it comes to accounting treatment under the leadership of Mr. Morita. So we booked a temporary loss for this. And as to five other related business, we have been seeing lots of developments from the Chugai, the second the product that will be launched within this year, probably in December. The drug price has already been decided for the second the product. Looking back in 2008, we started the other five other related the pharmaceutical business, and in 2013 we launched one the drug, and here is the second one. As a pharmaceutical company, I think this is an epoch-making the advancement. So nobody looks at us as the pharmaceutical the other company, but the overseas institutional investors are the other company, the experts of pharmaceutical industry, to evaluate the advancements of our operations. It's so different from Japanese analysts. The Japanese analysts can't even the financial the sector appropriately. So to extend it to the biotechnology in the work of analysis, that will be a huge work, and that will be very difficult. We're setting that aside. As to the bladder cancer, the diagnostic the agent, the blue light is irradiated inside the bladder, and this procedure emits red fluorescence at the site of tumor lesion. It happens at 3 hours. It is orally administered. And so the red fluorescence at the site of tumor lesion, and only the red part should be resected. So the visibility improves greatly. This is an epoch-making, because it's rather difficult to detect bladder cancer, and it tends to spread out. So through this process, you can reduce recurrence rate, or you can remove the tumor completely. So in that sense, this could be applied to all kinds of cancer. and currently the Osaka University that they are working on the peritoneal dissemination of the gastric cancer. So the question is whether we should go through the other phase two and phase three all the time. And so the MDA, according to them, though we need to do that. But depending on some countries, it is different. For example, in Bahrain, the drug can be used for the brain cancer, and why not for the blood cancer? And the about 10 the successful cases already for using this for the blood cancer. So the in that process, you will see the lots of achievements. And when you kind of delay the process, then all you can say is that the take your time. When I talked with Dr. Arai, so in different countries, the approval systems are different. So we agreed that we should go to countries where approval can be taken fast. So for the many patients of diabetes, and because we thought that this drug would be good for diabetes, so we started with Bahrain and application for the surgical operation there. FDA in the U.S. in June this year, they approved this diagnostic agent. So now it will be sold in the U.S., already in Europe, 25 countries selling this product, as well as in Japan. So globally, it is happening with this approval in the U.S., and the speed of the expansion will be accelerated. Only with the intraoperative diagnostic agent, this is going to be a very big market. For the peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer, is now in the phase three in the investigator-led trial. It is just a question of time to be launched as drug. Now, for the health foods, that with this joint venture of SBI Neo Pharma. Neo Pharma is located in Abu Dhabi, but this joint venture was established in Dubai to sell the five other related health foods and other cosmetics. And this Neo Pharma is the largest pharmaceutical company in Abu Dhabi. And not only there, Bangladesh, Egypt, Brazil, Japan, and Russia, they have production bases in those countries for generic the drugs. And they have the licensed production with the six mega pharma companies. So almost all the mega pharma companies. So they have a tremendous the distribution the network. And also in the group, there is a company called NMC Health PLC listed on the London Stock Exchange. And about 4 million patient visits this the institution. And they are going to have the prescription of our drug in this medical entity as well. And the health foods will be provided free of charge. And more than 80 countries worldwide are now in the preparation for applying for the registration of health foods. And it is expected to sell in more than 10 countries worldwide in the next year. So the sales will drastically increase. The SBI other promo achieved profitability on a half-year basis for the revenue for the April-September this year, 598 million. The pre-tax profit, 36 million. Especially when it comes to foods with functional claims, there are about 1,000 the foods, but Nikkan H&B Retail, though we were ranked the ninth in sales with the Alaplast toe down among 1,000 the foods. And that we actually ranked in for 18 consecutive months since March 2016. So people do not buy the products if it is not very effective. And the regular purchase is dominant. And as to Ala plus Menostop, this is for the menopause-related conditions. And Ala plus 75, with high concentration of 5 Ala. And Ala plus body shape, including carnitine, and the alpha lipoic acid and salicylic. To control the absorption of the sugar in the blood and lactoferrin as well, and it was launched in July, and now we have 14,509 stores selling 5 Ala the products, and especially for the diabetic the patients, the Todan or the Ala Plus the body shape, so those names are very easy to understand what they are, and we can easily get awarded with good naming award. As to foods with functional claims, we are accelerating the development for cognitive improvement. We plan to launch a food with functional claims utilizing ginkgo biloba in December this year. And the other filing was accepted by the Consumer Affairs Agency on October 25th. As to the germinal, the brown rice, which has been researched by Professor Imato, for the launch of the fiscal year 2017. And we are going to change the name of the company from Ala Promo to Ala Food. In fiscal year 2017, we are going to launch, for example, the improvement of motor function capacity for the elderly with Shinshu University, and the improvement in the quality of sleep, Hawaii University. And for fiscal year 2018, we are planning to submit for the recovery from fatigue with Hiroshima University, improvement of sports training effect, Juntendo University, and menopause improvement, Juntendo University, for fiscal year 2018. So the foods with functional claims will increase dramatically. For the second half, what will be the other focus? First, promoting efforts to actualize intrinsic corporate value. And every time I talk about it, the people say that our entity is so complicated to analysis. So even without analysis, the IPO, the company, and put the value to it. And for example, SBI FinTech Solution, it used to be SBI Access, and now listed on the KOSDAQ in Korea. And we have other SBI Remit, SBI Social Lending, SBI Business Solutions, MoneyLook, and now aggregated at subsidiaries under the SBI the FinTech Solutions to expand the FinTech the business, so that we will get valuation as a fintech solution the company. So now we have those companies in the fintech area. So with valuation the 10 billion yen or so, now the went up to the 15 the billion or so, and it will go to the level of 20 billion yen, and we will make efforts for that. So this valuation will rise. So it's not just only in Japan. We can use other countries' markets. In Korea, there was a failure. I'm sorry, there was the book published. That was very well accepted among the other Korean the executives, and it will be translated into Chinese as well as to the English. So we are going to make an appeal on our activities to improve and have our positioning recognized in this sector. As to SBI Remit, the profit attributable to owners of parent, the 130 million, or up 46% year-on-year, and SBI Social Lending, then now have the profitability under a single year with 56 million, and it will continue to increase. Now, promoting the IPO of subsidiaries to actualize intrinsic corporate value, then now Mizuho is the lead manager to the IPO SBI Insurance Group. We are now working on that, to that direction. SBI Insurance, SBI Life Insurance, there is Iki Iki SSI and Nihon SSI are in the picture. And when you look at the insurance business, the pre-tax profit, 1,798 million, or up 28.4% year-on-year. This is for the first half of 2017. And the in-force policy, the numbers, the 1,684,000, up 8.6%. So we will IPO the insurance group, which is showing constant growth. As to Kwok, the IPO in the first half of the next fiscal year, but hopefully we would like to do it by the end of March of this fiscal year. And we are going to achieve a win-win relationship, for example, with the JAL, as we have already announced. And we have the 22.5 million customer base and JAL 31.7 million customer base. Our customer base is expanding. And with 14.6% the CAGR as annualized expansion. And I assume that the JAL's client base is also growing, but not as fast as our number does. So aligning with us, the JAL, J-A-L, that can grow the financial business as one of the pillars for the growth. And leveraging customer base on both sides, that we can grow our core business. So the platform for the financial business, our stake is 49% and JAL 51%. At the end, we established JAL SBI FinTech on September 1st. And we are going to continue to bring in the state-of-the-art FinTech so that this is going to be one of the pillars for JAL as well.
So this is a joint business with us. And are there any cannibalization through this joint venture? Well, we don't think that way, but because this will be a win-win situation for both sides, because we are going to focus on this business and grow this business, this is my basic policy. And as a group, that is our concept. So we'll go forward on this. So the first stage is that international brand prepaid business. So because we'll be able to utilize the technology of our FinTech business that we have invested in. And the second phase is that we'd like to utilize a FinTech venture technology that we have invested in. And through that, we'd like to develop our joint business with JAL. And next is utilizing the blockchain technology to improve the operational efficiency in various industries and supporting activities to build awareness of the technologies. So TSC, and including 14 financial institutions, so basically, let's say the Japan Exchange Group, they have provided the DLT POC and applicability of DLT technology. So we're going to utilize it to KYC, Know Your Customer. So that we would like to utilize this technology. So I think other security companies should use this technology. And by doing so, this will serve for the overall development or advancement of themselves and the whole industry. And furthermore, this will be a consolidation for companies that exceeds industry borders. This is the Beyond Blockchain Technical Program. So this is the SBI Ripple has the DLT technology. This Beyond it's called Beyond Blockchain Technology. So this is not a block using the blockchain. This is a distributed technology. And of course, XRP technology can be utilizing blockchain. But non-Ripple technology, if this is a better technology, we can proactively conduct research about that. And each of the companies and each of the industries can use that technology. And more experts should be trained and nurtured. So there's a lot of companies, more and more companies are joining us, and the more advanced U.S. companies are coming in. And I think the human resources is an issue, because every week joint ventures are being set up. So how are we going to handle this? And I have thought about this a lot. And we have set up a next generation financial generation study group. So I have said that please raise your hand if you want to study about this, but limited to people in their 20s. And within this group, we ask for candidates. So 63 of our employees, or 64, excuse me, of our employees in the 20s have applied for this project, and we have divided into several groups. Or I have conducted several sessions in terms of how are we going to develop this next generation financial platform. And all the wisdom of everybody is going to be fused. And the reason why I set up this study group is that because I want to pick up some ideas from this. And I would like to send it out to this company for 1 year, for instance. So from this 63 people for next fiscal year, by the first half of second year, next fiscal year, at least 10 people is going to be sent out. They're going to be seconded to other companies for about a year. And some cases, we can maybe ask applications from outside our company group. So this cryptocurrency, so distributed ledgers technologies, if we have the willingness to study about this outside of a company, even from outside a company, limited people in their 20s. I want to consolidate this young power in our company, and I would like to make my study them. And if I discern that they are going to be good, then we're going to send to other companies. So it's not like the past that people will go to MBA courses overseas and then spend 2 years studying in overseas universities. So this will be a more practical, on-the-job type of learning. I think that is the best way that we can take. So when we end the kind of internal training, maybe we're thinking about putting our advertisement on the front page of the newspaper to solicit people from outside. So for the young people who are motivated, who people want to be entrepreneur, who want to be a CEO, we will widely ask for these candidates, and they ask them to challenge these projects. So this is the type of scheme that I'm thinking about. Number three is creating new alliances to realize a win-win relationship with companies outside the SBI Group. So this will be creating new alliances. So through the regional financial institutions, this will be a value creation fund. So we are preparing, Mr. Kawashima, the Vice President, is preparing for this. So the regional financial institutions, they are shares that are cross-held. So to absorb that and to have effective use of the capital, and with the excess capital, they can use it to introduce fintech technology. So this is the style that I'm looking at. And the current business model, I think the newspaper wrote today, I think maybe it was yesterday, a lot of newspapers have reported about this. Well, some cases yesterday, some cases may be today. But regional banks is basically suffering, will suffer from a huge loss. They have to change. So they have to denounce themselves, and then they have to develop themselves and grow, or else their future will be very, very dark. So basically in Japan, it's an overbanking situation. So one region, one financial institution, basically that type of era has come to an end. So you have to look to the global environment, the global market. I think basically that's the situation we are in. So to be able to support that, various wisdoms, strategies, specific products, we are going to provide that. So I think this is a very good thing that the regional institutions can find. So this is a Sampo Yoshi, or benefit for all three sides. So the regional financial groups can utilize fintech and improve the profitability. The fintech ventures, they can sell their services, and they can monetize their technology, and they can go IPO, and then we can actually enhance our value. So this is a benefit for all three sides. So this is a Japan Bank Consortium. So we started this consortium, and there are 61 financial institutions that have participated. All the major financial institutions are joining this consortium. So asset side, 80% is 80% of the deposits of Japan is in these banks. So the people the banks who don't join this consortium will be left behind. So what can we do through this? So we can centralize domestic and foreign payments, reducing operation costs, settlement on a real-time basis 24 hours a day, reducing settlement costs, and safety will be enhanced, and the settlement costs of the banks will be reduced, and reducing customers' commission fees. So in terms of the customer satisfaction, this will be directly linked to enhancing the customer satisfaction. So enhancing the customer satisfaction, serving for the customers, so satisfying the customers. So this is the way to succeed as a business. So this is a kind of virtue. So the business doing for yourself is just making profit. So you have to have a virtual business or else you'll be left behind. It's just a matter of time that you'll be left behind. So the commercial use for the Japan Bank Consortium schedule, so March 2017, within fiscal 2017, so commercial use for the cross-border, and then go for the domestic payments. So you don't need SWIFT, you don't need the Zengi Net. So I think basically the time is over that you have to spend a lot of money in those type of schemes. So it's like you are in the ancient times, so if you just stick to the old ways, you'll just be left behind. So we're going to set up a SBI fund that focuses on AI, artificial intelligence, and blockchain. So we take this A and B, so they call it SBI A and B fund. So why do you call this as fintech fund number two? Because fintechs, the world of fintech, the broadness of this, I think it has spread to a wide area. So the financial industry, starting from the financial industry, is going to spread to other industries. So in other industries, to these companies that will serve these industries. So we have to nurture companies that provide this software. And we will find these companies and invest in these companies. So that's what we're trying to do. So there'll be real estate industry, or the music industry, or the medical industry. This blockchain technology is going to be used by these industries. Number four, so the cryptocurrency, which is going to grow, we will be entering into various future promising cryptocurrency-related businesses simultaneously. And we are going to set up a new financial ecosystem based on cryptocurrency. So my basic idea of this is that the issues that have the current cryptocurrency that industry is facing right now, I want to set up an ecosystem that will resolve these issues because there are a lot of issues. How are we going to reduce these challenges? How are we going to remove these problems? How is this cryptocurrency industry going to develop so that retrospectively this will be seen as contributing to the advancement of the human race? So I would like to set up an ecosystem that helps to resolve the problems within this market. For instance, what are the problems? For instance, the mining activity is unevenly distributed at China. So SBI Crypto, in August 2017, we set up that company. And immediately after that, so the Bitcoin Cash has been born. So getting that information I instructed to start Bitcoin Cash mining. So the current issue that we're facing right now is that the Chinese players, out of the six top players, five of them are Chinese. And out of these five have 60% of this mining pool. So it's hugely concentrated. So this will be the may lead to the risk of about 51% attack. So to be able to resolve the situation, we ourselves should be engaged in mining and get the cryptocurrency share. So I'm saying that we should get up to 30% of market share. To be able to do so, what should we do? So you have to put your business in where the utility bills are the lowest, because you can't do that from Japan if you consider the cost of electricity. So where is the most cheapest? So this is confidential. Everybody will copy me, so I haven't disclosed this. So only a limited number of people know about this. However, things are moving ahead. So the second issue is the stabilization of the volatility. So people say, oh, Bitcoin is so volatile, it's a high risk. So how are we going to resolve the situation? So first we have to enhance the liquidity. Now how are we going to do that? First, the individual investors who are basically speculative, we can't rely on that. So you have to have institutional investors who are willing to go in for the long term. Or this cryptocurrency, it's necessary to use this under the real demand. So what's real demand? For instance, remittance, or for trade finance, or for settlement or payment. You have to put that into that direction. So Ripple's utilizing Ripple's technology when you use the cryptocurrency, so using XRP, and that's using the XRP ledger, that's what we're trying to do. Already, over 100 financial institutions are in this scheme. So I think it's a sure thing that this will become a global standard. In terms of remittance, you use Ripple. So remittance cost, if you use XRP, at the least, you'll be able to reduce that by 60% compared to the SWIFT that you're using right now. And compared to Bitcoin, XRP is, in terms of time of settlement, it's 1/900th of Bitcoin. So transaction per second is over 250 times. Average transaction cost is 1,600 per versus 1. So from any aspect, Ripple is the stronger player. So we had at the beginning 11.05% share in Ripple, but because they have the employees have their shares, it's diluted to 10.5% because of this right now. But that said, we have more than 10% of share. So I think so. Currently we have a joint venture with them in Asia. So I think basically the CEO will come over to us each time we have the board of directors meeting. They will come. The CEO will come. So the Ripple technology, we want to introduce this into Korea. So 25 security companies in Korea is participating, and Yellow Mobile, and we are investing this. And then Daily Intelligence, which is a subsidiary of Yellow Mobile. So Ripple technology is going to be provided. And as the same in Japan and in the Korea, we want them to utilize this technology. So Ripple XRP, we want to make this a global standard. Japan, in case of Japan, they have J coins, so-and-so coins. Rather than going in that direction, you have to look at the world, or nobody will do business with you. Well, in Japan, it's a Galapagos. Since the mobile phones, basically Japan has become a Galapagos of everything. But we have to aim for a global standard. So in Thailand, so the Siam Commercial Bank, in terms of asset, this will be one of the top three commercial banks. And the International Remittance Services has already gone through a trial. So, well, it used to take 2 days for remittance between Japan and Thailand, but it only took 2 to 5 seconds. And this fintech solutions. So this is a company I refer to. So the Korea fintech venture, CoinPlug, which we have invested with the collaboration, SBI Kosmoney, we have set this up in the first of August this year. So this is an international remittance business. So on the 18th of July this year at Korea, there has been a change of legislation. So that in terms of a small sum money exchange and transfer business, if you register, you'll be able to conduct the international remittance. So at this timing, we have set up this venture. And so I'd like SBI Remit to make it that. So there is over 2 million foreigners in Korea, and the size of the potential international remittance is about 1.2 trillion yen. So it's a very big market. So we would like to get into this market. So the major commercial banks, so they were monopolizing the remittance industry. So to be able to protect their vested rights, they have blocking their activities. So we went over to the FSA of Korea, saying that they will have to let these players not block our activities. So there was a kind of a lobbying activities that we conducted. Now I have to go over to the Korean authorities to talk about that. So FSA or the Financial Inspection Office, so their job is to protect the interests of their citizens. So it's not their job to protect some vested interests of certain companies. So if there's a better solution, they will have to introduce that. For trade finance, the global standard will be R3. In November 2016, CODA, which they became open source. So by simplifying document preparation and mainly procedures, by utilizing distributed ledger technology and electronically sharing the export documents and exports among importers, banks, and other parties. And so the exporters, importers, transport operators, insurance companies, port operators, and financial institutions, everything communication will be simplified. So basically, it took about a week to end a transaction. It will be an hour. So it's 168th of reduction of time. So the cost is going to go down dramatically. So trade financing, I think R3 is the best. So international remittance and R3 technology. Luckily, in R3, so among the outside shares, we have a number one shareholder, and we have a right to send one director.
In addition, M-Coin, J-Coin, a lot of the banks are creating their own coins, but their mindset is different from us. So we have S-Coin, SBI Coin. It was reported in the media, but our mindset was not reported there. We consider S-Coin as a platform. So Orb is a blockchain technology company, and we have developed this together with Orb. Utilizing this technology, we would like to develop S-Coin as a platform so that this platform can be used by anyone, any company, any bank, regional bank. They can use this platform. Utilizing this platform, they would be able to create a group or membership network and improve the convenience to their clients and reduce the cost. So our proposal is to utilize this platform. I would like to talk about the provision of settlement and payment method utilizing cryptocurrency. The British fintech venture, Wirex, we are having a joint venture with them called SBI Wirex Asia. SBI Group already invests 17.44% to Wirex, and we have established a joint venture 60-40 of SBI Wirex Asia, us being 60%. SBI Wirex issues cards, and their card can be used in Visa membership stores. So they already have the total of 1 billion transactions with over 900,000 users in 130 countries around the world. It is growing steadily. In Japan, there's euro, sterling, pound, and dollar. By creating this, we would like to add on yen. In Asian countries, we would like to promote this. We are seconding the employees in 20s into these kind of companies. So we are asking the Wirex to accept secondees. And if when we have 60%, they will do it because we have executive officers there. Providing institutional investors new opportunities for cryptocurrency trading for the stabilization of the market, managing cryptocurrency hedge funds, and creation of cryptocurrency derivative market. We are working together with CoVenture Holding Company, and there are several initiatives that we have in mind. We now have partnership. So setup of the funds and management of that fund, it's a very interesting initiative. I don't have much time to go into the specifics, but it is a very interesting idea. So together with CoVenture Holding Company, we will be conducting various initiatives. So we would like to involve many institutional investors in terms of the derivatives, including futures and options. This is the area where the institutional investors use for hedging their risks. There is a company called Bcause in the U.S. It's a fintech venture. We have invested 40%. Bcause Chairman is the Hong Kong Futures Market CEO. And at CFTC, there is an application made for receiving the registration as DCM. And we believe that this registration can be obtained. So when this DCM registration was made, this means that this will be the first cryptocurrency derivative exchange for retail. And we would like to create that in Japan as well. Contribution to the establishment of sound market. So we have the cryptocurrency portal website. So bid ask prices, it differs exchange by exchange. So what is the spread? What is the price? Just like Forex, we are showing those price information. And in each of the currencies, we have the market cap ranking. ICO, initial coin offering. So what will happen after South Korea and China? So we have, we are not able to make this to zero, but we need to eliminate the frauds. And in order to do so, we are conducting the rating of the ICOs. So the ventures and SME financing will be supported. They don't have much knowledge on this. So we would like to provide guidance to SMEs and ventures. So we are partnering with the U.S. company, and we'll be creating the joint venture with them. With the overcrowding of the exchange, we would like to become the overwhelming size operator globally. System development, security countermeasures, cryptocurrency possession and information provision must be there before operation. SBI Virtual Currencies have obtained the approval, but we have not started the operation because those things are not sufficient. We have 4 million customers in securities and 3 million in banks, and 1 million who are having foreign exchange transactions with us. And if all of the customers come at the same time, our system would not work. So that's why I am having my team review this. In terms of the security wallets, wallet functions. There, there is a vulnerability in the security. Satoshi Nakamoto, he's not a Japanese, actually. So we had the opportunity to discuss about security. He is the inventor of blockchain or Bitcoin. He is a very rich man, and he has a lot of Bitcoin, and he is using about 40 PhD holders to consider how to expand the cryptocurrency market. Another is information provision. So we would like to take thorough measures to achieve the state of safe and secure. So 800,000 customers, 500,000 customers, 100,000 customers. So people are making big deal out of it. But if we do that, we will be able to get millions of customers. And if we go global, it would be even more. So the prohibition in China will lead to what will happen into discussion of what will happen in Hong Kong. So another point that we need to consider is the timing, the appropriate timing for the start of the service, looking at the progress of SBI Crypto's mining splits, including the hard forks. On December 24th, October 24th, Bitcoin Gold will be generated. And under these situation, so even though there are approvals to 11 organizations, but I am concerned about what will happen. The virtual currency. So we are aiming to become number one in Japan and the world, and we will be conducting various initiatives. In Hong Kong, we are not able to use Global Max trademark. So digital work exchange, it is still draft phase. So we are not able to use it until it's registered. So this is what we would like to use. Through these initiatives, we want to build new financial ecosystem. In internet era, in order to have overwhelming competitive edge, we need to have competitive edge in organization. I call this ecosystem. This ecosystem will be the strongest tool to provide us with competitive edge. Through the ecosystem, synergy and mutual evolution were generated, and we became number one in all of the areas, even though we are latecomers. It's the same as the cryptocurrency. What we are thinking now is the ecosystem of version 1.5 and cryptocurrency version 2.0. In shift to that, through synergy and mutual evolution, we want to be even bigger. SBI cryptocurrency, as the intermediate company, was created. And we will be creating the ecosystem with that as a top. We will conduct ICO. We are discussing with FSA, identifying all of the problems, and we would like to conduct ICO of the biggest scale in the world here. We would like to conduct platform revolution in securities-related business to offer commission-free stock brokerage services. SBI Prime Securities was established in August of 2017, and we filed for application for registration, and FSA said yes. So I don't believe that there is no problem. And the large volume customers, we would like to make the commission free, make it commission free for them. And also SBI Group for Institutional Investor and T Company in the US. Buy side commission, we would like to reduce the commission. And so that the security companies will not come in between. So the contract is almost concluded. and also U.S. company D and SBI Group for individual investors. We would like to utilize the mobile terminals so that anytime, anywhere service for fractional share investing will be possible. So getting the commission as low as possible is my dream. And so what will come in between is a waste. So we want to be peer-to-peer company. That would be the core principle of the business. So we would like to reform ourselves from within so that we would be able to thrive in the new era. That's what I have been saying. So now it's time for me to stop. So I would like to conclude my presentation. If there are any questions, I would like to take them.